with. So if you did have the Old Testament laws, it would change, I think, the dating culture straight away. We wouldn't have the dating culture we have where basically whores rule. You know, it would change the dating culture overnight if adulterers were stoned.
But Joe,
think about it.
Joe, hold on. I got to correct you. You're absolutely wrong. I've been listening to you. You're 100% wrong. We don't have a dating culture. It's a hookup culture. Dating culture was 1990s. 2010, 2020, it's a hookup culture. They don't get flowers. Dating culture is we go to the girl, pick her up, you got flowers, you know, right? After the date, you take her back to the house, you're looking for a kiss. Now, all that skipped, you're going straight to the couch or their bedroom, and you're open for much more than a kiss.
Now look at Tinder.
Right, but it's an important distinction, right? Because so how things progress, right? You know, back in the 50s and 60s, it was courting, and then you speed it forward, and then to the 90s, you get into dating, and now it's hookup culture. So 20 years from now, let's say, what will the relationships between men and women look like if it went from, like, courting to dating to hookup culture? What's after hookup culture?
Well, even dating is flawed because usually you would meet the woman through her menfolk.
Yep.
Well, that's a good point, Ed, because think about how shallow our relationships are now. If you were married to a girl for life and she's like the love of your life, you're going to have a very trusting and deep relationship, right? You're going to want to, you would be prepared to die for that girl. Hey, you would be prepared to protect her at all costs. But if it's just some whore you met in the bar last night, are you going to want to die for her? Are you going to want to have a family with her? It's a very shallow relationship.
I know. Bill and Melissa want me to die for some Irish waitress with four kids. I mean, it's fucked up. Wow.
Oh, stop that. Stop that.
Well, I ain't gonna die.
Ed, just stop that.
Chick.
Stop that, Ed. Stop
okay. That. All right.
That's not true.
All right. Okay. That's, you know. Oh, yeah. All the girls, the ones that have been, a good choice. Oh, no. They're mamsers. Oh, really? I don't know.
Hold it. Whoa. Ed, come on. Just because a girl has a hot ass doesn't mean she's a good choice. She was part Filipino or is part squat monster. Stop that shit.
Okay. Oh boy.
I'm sorry, Joe. Ed is talking about an experience we had with our League of the South chapter in a particular restaurant in Lynn Haven back a few months ago when he found a certain young waitress attractive, but Melissa and I told him repeatedly that she was not white, and he wouldn't believe it because he thought she had a hot ass. So,
but she wasn't the only one there. There was the other white waitress.
Yeah, there were two of them.
Yep.
And we told you that neither of them were white. And we were right about them both, but you were protesting against, against
the outcome. <bullshit.
laughs>
Yeah, exactly.
Ed's out in the temple in the desert and Ed's like, oh, I'm going for this.
Temple,
and he was like, hold up, Ed.
It's a mirage.
Ed's problem is that the fat broad downtown with four kids was 100% white.
Well, first of all, you never provide me the big DNA or blood test or family lineage, like Ancestry.com profile, nothing. Okay, so one of them you can have one of those, either the weight or the kid. You can't have both. I'm sorry, that's not how it works. No, but I did want to share something and ask a question. So the first thing I wanted to share regarding comments about the age of believers, not the clownish, tendencies of certain young people notwithstanding, I do got to share this verse, 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers as an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. That's a little tongue-in-cheek, right?
Let's take that in context. Timothy was obviously 4:12. Timothy, the young man Timothy, was obviously learned in the scriptures and hand chosen by Paul of Tarsus to be a leader of these certain Christian assemblies. So he gave him that advice, because quite often younger men can be a lot more learned and knowledgeable of the scriptures than older men.
All right. All right, I appreciate that. Kind of threw some cold water. Well, that was just a little tongue in cheek. You know, we're getting on to young kids over there in the Telegram. No. So it's tongue in cheek, not to say the substance of what you're talking about is wrong. It's just that I like to throw it in there. This is a little bit of a humorous Bible verse, and Bill kind of ruined my fun there. So that's always good.
I'm sorry. I understand what you're saying.
You're supposed to go along with however I want to apply a Bible verse at any given time. Don't you know that?
That's what Judeo-Christians do. I'm sorry.
Ed's over here with the camel in the desert. He's like, but did you see the hump on that camel?
Yeah, exactly. Did you see the hump? The hump. I didn't get to the rest of it. I'm still at the hump.
Yeah. I asked you. I said, is the ass cheeks where the DNA results are?
Well, they were they were anointed, as Michael likes to say. they were blessed, for sure. But I had a serious question I wanted to bring up earlier. But
Can I say something before you ask your question, Ed?
Yeah.
If that's your way, if that's your standard for choosing girls, well, when you pick a girl according to those standards, you better be happy with what you get.
Well,
that's your reward, Ed.
Now, listen, if we're assuming now that she's white, not that she's a mamzer, but if Yahweh, blessed her in such a manner, who am I to deny his creation?
Well, if that's the way you go about it, and that's, you should pick, I believe that men should pick the girl, So, if that's your way of picking a girl, well, that's good. Maybe you'll be happy with her, but.
Well, maybe she's lonely. Think about this. Maybe she's lonely. Think about it. Most guys are afraid to talk to girls, especially pretty girls. Especially pretty girls with their ears that would, Right. So they're lonely. They're not used to getting talked to.
Come on, man. Stop that.
I did not want her to commit suicide because I didn't talk to her. I don't want ability on my heart. Nobody.